It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, from background checks to banning certain types of firearms, we'll talk about public opinion on gun control measures here in Wisconsin. First, if you've been to the grocery store or farmer's market lately, you've likely seen mountains of zucchini and summer squash, or if you have a CSA or a garden, you may be approaching peak zucchini. What do you do with it all, especially if you find the vegetable a little bit boring? Fear not, zucchini can be used in a zillion different ways, and our next guest is here to share some tips and tricks on this week's edition of Food Friday. Amanda Shapiro is editor of Healthy-ish, that's Bon Appetit's wellness site. Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, are you excited about zucchini? I like zucchini a lot. I think some people, Amanda, find it kind of boring.
You know, I actually think that summer squash and zucchini are some of the most exciting and fun vegetables to cook with because there's just so much you can do with them. They're sort of this blank canvas and you can pretty much work them into any dish.
Is this a nationwide thing? Because here in Wisconsin, I think around the Midwest, there's a joke about don't leave your car unlocked because people will break in and leave zucchini behind. Like, does the rest of the country face this like zucchini glut?
Yeah, I think unfortunately it's true. It's true on the East Coast for sure. Our CSA here in New York is always really heavy on the summer squash and zucchini this time of year, and it will show up in the Bon Appetit offices just kind of out there free for the taking this time of year as well. So yeah, I mean, at least here it's just as ubiquitous.
Now, you shared links with, I think, five different Bon Appetit recipes, and they before we go into the particulars, they go in all sorts of different directions. Can you talk about the versatility of zucchini and other summer squash?
Yeah. So like I was saying, I really love this kind of vegetable because it is, you know, really nutritious. It's full of, you know, it's full of all of the good vitamins and minerals that you want out of any kind of vegetable. But it is, like I was saying, pretty much a blank canvas for doing what you want with it. So think of any dish from, you know, a pasta dish to a ground meat stir fry to any other kind of roasting that you want to do with it. It really can work in any different context. So my favorite thing to do with it probably this time of year, if you have a grill, is to do this, to grill it kind of plain, just with a little salt and pepper and olive oil, and then to marinate it after you grill it. So this is a technique that we used in a recipe in the grilling issue of Bon Appetit, our June, July issue, where you take it off and then you add this really flavorful kind of tangy, acidic sauce to it and let it sit and soak up all of that good juices and sauce once it's already cooked before serving it.
And that's really interesting to me, the post-marinade, because I marinate zucchini with vinegar and olive oil and spices before I put it on the grill. What's the benefit of that after-grilling marinade?
Yeah, so really the thing you want to do before you grill, or really before you cook it in most preparations, is you want to salt it, because salting gets a lot of the moisture out. And as everyone really knows, like the way that summer squash can go bad is kind of when it gets that watery mushiness, kind of bland and flavorless quality to it. So the salting ahead of time is really all you need to do to get it ready to cook. And then if you're doing it over high heat on a grill, and then putting that sauce on it after, putting that marinade on it after, actually, once all of that moisture is out, it's better able to absorb it back in. So you're basically getting all the water out and then letting, and then cooking it and then letting all of the, you know, those flavorful juices come back in.
And one of the recipes you shared with us was for a grilled summer squash and then with red onion and feta. So we've grilled it. Talk about pulling it together with the red onion and feta.
Yeah, I love that one. I made that over 4th of July. That recipe is from Claire Saffitz, one of our contributing food editors. And it does that technique exactly. So yeah, you're tossing the squash, the onion together. You're doing a little bit of salt and pepper. It's going on the grill. It's coming off. You're putting everything on the plate, just topping it with the feta, letting it sit with, I think the mix of, you're doing white wine vinegar for that one, a little bit more oil, and then it's just sitting in that mixture for about 15 minutes, but you can really leave it for up to an hour, and it will just get more and more flavorful and juicy, and none of that kind of mushy wateriness.
Talking to Amanda Shapiro from Bon Appetit on this week's edition of Food Friday. We are cooking with zucchini. You can share your favorite zucchini recipe or style of cooking, or maybe you have a question for Amanda about how to use all that zucchini. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Amanda, before we get into more recipes, I mean, sometimes we've got that little zucchini we've just picked off the plant. Sometimes we go away for a week. We've got baseball bats in the garden, basically. Is it are they worse if we let them grow too long? I know they get more seedy over time.
Yeah, they'll get seedy. This skin will get thicker and thicker. So I would say, you know, if you're finding yourself with overripe zucchini or summer squash, the best way to salvage might be to peel the skin off, because the inside is still edible and you might want to cook it down a little bit more. Like we can talk about some of the techniques that will get it kind of softer and jammier. And that might be a better like strategy to use with them when they're a little overripe. But yeah, peeling is a good option if that's the case.
Sounds good. And yeah, talk about how to cook them down if they're a little overripe and tough.
Yeah. So one of my other favorite recipes is one that was part of our farmer's market challenge last year. So Healthy-ish does a farmer's market challenge every August where we ask people to cook 10 recipes, each of them featuring like an all-star summer ingredient. And summer squash, of course, is one of those ingredients every year. So last year's summer squash recipe was a squash and basil pasta. And for that one, you're really cooking the squash. You're doing this kind of long saute style where, you know, you add a little garlic and oil to the pan, and then you're adding your squash, which you just have to kind of quarter it lengthwise, depending on the size, and then slice it up. So you've got the sort of half moon triangle shapes. And then you just kind of turn down the heat and cook it. And you want to get it till it's really jammy and soft, and that might take, you know, 15 minutes, not a super long time, but longer than, you know, than you could otherwise if it were just more for like a stir fry. And that, once you add it to the pasta with a little bit of the pasta cooking liquid and a little bit of Parmesan and all of that good, delicious, you know, cheese and flavoring, then you're going to get something that's just, it's cooked down almost so you don't see it, but it just adds this wonderful texture and kind of hint of flavor and obviously all that nutrition into your pasta.
So it's almost like the zucchini becomes a sauce. Is that right?
Yeah, it sort of emulsifies into the sauce. Yeah.
Cool. And then that's long sauteing. How about a quick sauteing? This is probably the most common thing I'll do with zucchini.
Yeah. So this one is actually our farmer's market challenge recipe with summer squash this year uses this technique. And this is a little bit more kind of a classic way that people will cook summer squash. It goes in, you know, in again, a little bit of oil. And then you're going to just, again, kind of keep your pieces a little thicker, because in this method, you don't want them to, you don't want them to burn. So you're going to keep them maybe in like slightly like 2-inch chunks or 1-inch or 2-inch chunks. And then you're going to want to cook them in the pan and not let them, not move them for the first couple minutes, because you really want them to brown. So you want to get them into the pan, all on the same surface. So don't pile them on top of each other, because we can talk about that. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make with summer squash. So everything's kind of got its place in the pan, and let it cook for about 4 minutes, I would say, 3 or 4 minutes, until it's good and browned on the bottom. And then you're going to put some spices over it, some garlic, stir it up at this point, and let it kind of brown all over for another few minutes. So 4 minutes on one side, maybe 3 minutes on the other side. And in this preparation for this recipe, it goes on top of some homemade hummus or store-bought, if you want to use store-bought, and some ground lamb, and it's still delicious.
Let's talk about spices a little bit. Sometimes it seems like, okay, this vegetable goes best with this kind of spices. But with zucchini, you mentioned it's a blank canvas. I could see, you know, of course, Italian or Southwestern or Indian. It's really going to take whatever flavor you give it, right?
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it, is you can eat it on its own and use any spice you want, or you can incorporate it into a recipe with its own flavor profile, and it will fit right in. Like this lamb and spice summer squash recipe uses coriander, cumin, red pepper flakes, and it's a lot of spice. So you're really kind of coating the squash with the spice, and it holds it really well.
We're talking to Amanda Shapiro. She's an editor of Bon Appetit's Healthy-ish. She's with us to talk about the best ways to use zucchini. this summer. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite way to prepare zucchini and other summer squash? Do you have questions about what to do with all of it? Do you have some advice you want to share? Maybe a zucchini disaster that you've had. Did you find the wrong way to make it? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we continue our conversation about zucchini and summer squash in this week's edition of Food Friday. Amanda Shapiro is with us, editor of Healthy-ish for Bon Appetit's wellness site. Yesterday, by the way, was National Leave a Zucchini on Your Neighbor's Porch Day. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite dish that features zucchini and other summer squash? Do you like it fried, sautéed, roasted, grilled, baked into zucchini bread? What are your favorite things to do with it? What questions do you have? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Francisco is with us in Beach Park, Illinois. Francisco, hi.
Hi.
What'd you want to tell us about?
My grandma has this famous dish from Mexico. It's really quick, easy, and simple. You take chorizo, Mexican sausage, you brown it as you would ground beef. You grab some French bread, you cut off the ends and hollow them out. And you would put Chihuahua cheese stuck in the bread and you lightly toast it. And while the chorizo is cooking, you go ahead and chop up your zucchini, mix it in with the chorizo, right where it's tender, not too soggy, not too crunchy. And you just stuff that bread and there you go.
So, Francisco, is that like a zucchini chorizo torta, basically?
Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. And then you can add whatever toppings are your favorite. If you want a little bit spicy, you just put one little spoonful of some crushed red pepper, or you can saute your jalapeno peppers inside with the chorizo as it's cooking down.
Love it, Francisco. Thank you so much. Amanda, I think probably a lot of different cultures have adapted zucchini each in their own way.
Yeah, I think that sounds delicious, too. And we did a recipe a couple years ago that was a flank steak with actually a zucchini salsa. So cutting up the zucchini into really small pieces and mixing it with herbs and vinegar and a little bit of olive oil, too. Like you can really, you're right, you can really add it to any cuisine that you can think of.
Francisco, thank you so much for that call. That sounds great. We'll go now to Mark with us in Richland Center. Mark, hi.
Yeah, hello. I was just reminiscing because lots of people throw away the zucchini when it gets too big. And I had some volunteer zucchini in the garden, and I didn't harvest it until long into the fall. And the stuff had gotten to be as big as a football. But I just thought, well, let's open it up and see what it's like. Most people at that point have already fed the stuff to the chickens or something. But by the time it gets to be that ripe, the texture of the inside has turned to like spaghetti squash, and it's still perfectly edible. So there's no reason to have to use the doggone stuff as, quote, summer squash, because you can use it later in the season as well.
Mark, thank you so much for sharing that. Amanda, have you ever let zucchini go long enough to use it as, like Mark does, spaghetti squash?
Yeah, you don't find that kind of thing around Brooklyn where I live, but I can imagine that tastes pretty good, actually, and especially if you're into the whole zoodle trend, you know, where you're using squash instead of noodles. I think that sounds like a perfect way to use overripe squash too, summer squash.
Yeah, my go-to's, Amanda, when I'm like, I don't want to saute again, I'll food process it and make it into a relish that I found online. There's a great zucchini relish recipe. I'm sure there's more than one out there. Or I'll freeze it and then, you know, middle of winter, make some zucchini bread. Do you have like some fail-safe recipes for, using a lot of zucchini for the future?
Yeah, you can definitely like food process it into shreds and throw it into just about anything. I know people who've even steamed it and frozen it and thrown it into smoothies all year long. So you can do that with actually a couple different vegetables, but with zucchini, it really just disappears into any kind of puree. Same with adding it to as a base to soups to kind of thicken them up and give them a little bit more heft and flavor, kind of like using it as like a secret ingredient. I've seen people even like throw the into brownies, muffins, of course. So like definitely can go sweet or savory.
Let's go back to our Food Friday callers now. Jill is with us in Rhinelander. Jill, hello.
Oh, good afternoon. I have a way to keep the zucchini from getting to baseball bat size. You harvest it when it's small, inch diameter, and you make icebox refrigerator pickles out of them.
That sounds great, Jill, but do they get too mushy when you're pickling them?
No. They're wonderful. They're great. No, they don't get mushy. It's 7 cups thinly sliced zucchini, summer squash, or a combination, and it's a cup of thinly sliced onions, a cup of grated carrot, and 1 green pepper chopped finely, and it's a cup of cider vinegar, 2 cups of sugar, a tablespoon of pickling salt, and a tablespoon of dill seeds. Combine all ingredients in a large bowl, mix well, refrigerate overnight, and then you can transfer that into jars. It fills up a half a gallon jar, and it'll last at least 6 months if they aren't eaten up beforehand.
Jill, thank you so much for sharing that. I love Amanda doing fridge pickles. I never thought to do it with zucchini because I assumed they would just get, you know, they're so watery, they just get all mushy.
Yeah, I think that sounds delicious. I really want to try that.
Yeah, so let's see. Maybe we'll go back and write down that recipe. I don't know. You guys got that
I'll
in the producer's booth?
Okay. I'll send it down to the test kitchen.
Sounds good. Jill, thank you so much for sharing that. It's Food Friday. We've got Amanda Shapiro with us from Bon Appetit. We're talking about cooking with zucchini. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Mark is with us next in Three Lakes. Mark, hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My mother always made a mock apple pie out of zucchini. You pretty much take the skin off, take the seeds out, cut it up in chunks, and make an apple pie out of it.
And did she spice it like an apple pie, all the cinnamon and brown sugar and stuff?
Yes.
And now, when you were a kid, Mark, did you like zucchini pie?
I didn't have any other choice.
All right. Like it or lump it. Thank you so much for sharing that, Mark. So zucchini as a fill-in. I don't know why you need to fill in for apples, but there it is. You put the zucchini in the pie, Amanda.
Yeah, you know, it's not that far-fetched. I think that taking it to a sweet place is maybe not what I would do, but I think, you know, you could use it in a galette, which is essentially taking a pie dough and just, instead of making it the pie shape, or you could even do it as a savory pie, but slicing it super thin. If you have a mandolin, one of those, you know, super thin razors sort of that will make it into little, just little sheets like that, you can layer it and cook it on a flatbread or on a crust that you fold over like a galette. And it essentially is like a savory pie. So totally, totally doable, can be totally delicious.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. We'll go now to Vincent with us in Madison. Vincent, hello.
Yes, hello. I've got a couple of recipes, but I'll give you the first one. You take a zucchini, and dice them up. Take artichoke hearts, cut them up a bit. Dice up some red pepper and some celery and onion and black olives, and saute all of that, and then add to that mixture, add a cup of chicken broth with a tablespoon of curry and a tablespoon of cornstarch, and cook that down a bit, and then pour that over boiled polenta on a dish.
Ooh. Okay, that sounds pretty good, Vincent. Thank you so much for sharing that one. For some reason, that reminds me, it's not really the same thing, Amanda, but something I wanted to get to. One of your recipes uses raw zucchini, a salad ramen.
Yeah, so that recipe is from Healthy-ish from earlier this summer, and it's inspired actually by a dish called Hayashi chuka, which is a sort of Japanese cold ramen dish. And so in that one, you're using ramen noodles, but you could also just use regular spaghetti, whatever you can find in the store. And it's super, super simple. I think people, sometimes you can overthink it with the squash, but it's totally easy to eat raw as long as you cut it thin enough. Again, you can use a mandolin or you can shave it on the sides of a cheese grater. Just get it as thin as you can, cut it into matchsticks. And in this recipe, we call for a mix of a few different vegetables like radishes, carrots, scallions, some cabbage if you have it, even other cucumbers. As long as you have 2 or 3 cups of a mix of vegetables, including summer squash, you can, all you really do is cook the noodles. You kind of put the vegetables, kind of arrange them really pretty on top. And then you have a simple dressing that's just some lime juice, some rice wine vinegar, or some rice vinegar, a little soy sauce, and some extra virgin olive oil. And then you top it with sesame seeds. It's so refreshing. It's a great way to eat pasta, but have it cold.
That sounds awesome. I've never tried cooking with, or I guess not cooking with raw zucchini. I think we have time for another caller or two. Bill is with us in Wisconsin Rapids. Bill, hi.
I have a question about zucchini. Okay, when I make zucchini bread, I cut it up and put it in a freezer, and it gets all full of liquid. Do you use that liquid or do you throw it out?
Bill, thanks. When I do zucchini bread, I keep the liquid, Amanda. That seems to give it the right amount of gooshiness, if you will. What do you think?
I think it really depends on the recipe. So I think if you want to follow a recipe because it will add liquid. So you want to make sure there isn't too much other liquid in the form of anything else in the recipe. But if there isn't any other liquid in the recipe, I would say, yeah, it adds moisture. It's great to leave the water in is because it's going to be adding moisture to the bread or the muffins or whatever it is that you're making.
Thanks a lot for that call. Amanda, in our last few minutes, I mean, I cook zucchini in a lot of different ways, and I've already heard 6 or 7 new ones from you and from our callers today. Are you still discovering new frontiers in summer squash?
Yeah, always. I would say the technique of marinating it after you grill it was a big one for me last year. We did a marinated squash with hazelnuts and ricotta that used this technique, and that's really... I realized that it's not just grilling. You can actually use the same technique of marinating it after, even if you can do it after you cook the zucchini in the oven on super high heat. You can do it after you cook the zucchini in the pan on a cast iron, again, super high heat. It's like any technique that you're using to cook it, you can use this idea of marinating it afterwards. So getting the water out ahead of time, cooking, marinating, that's kind of my go-to these days.
And I will be trying it probably as soon as this weekend. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Amanda Shapiro, editor of Healthy-ish, that's Bon Appetit's wellness site. She was with us to talk about zucchini on Food Friday. Find a handful of recipes. Go to the Ideas Network Facebook page. We've got some links linked there, and you can share yours while you're there.